Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life. This is Paul.
And this is Jeannie. Thank you for coming back.
Yes, indeed, because what an account this is. This is a really remarkable setup. Abraham sending his chief servant 500 miles away to find a bride for his son.
And I did find out it's a 17-day journey on camel. Oh,
17 days. Mm-hmm. That's quite a while on a bumpy ride, and who knows what the weather and what the situation was. And oh my goodness, that must have been something. And she's willing to go. Now, here's some interesting picture for us. Abraham, again, representing God the Father, is wanting a bride for his son Isaac. That would be Jesus. He's representing Jesus. And it is the chief servant, the Holy Spirit, who is sent into the world to find a bride for Christ. That's pretty romantic there. It's a beautiful picture, too. And it's quite a journey from heaven to earth, and quite a journey from earth to heaven. But he brings all the provisions for that to take place. He finds the girl who represents the church, gives her gifts. And in the scriptures, of course, we know that the Holy Spirit gives gifts to the church, gifting us in different ways in order to do what God has called us to do. And then the million-dollar question, you want to go to heaven? You want to go? You want to be married to Jesus?
There does need to be a response. Are you willing?
Are you willing, yeah.
And they did ask her that last time. Are you willing to go? And she said, I will go.
She said, yes. Jesus at one point says to Thomas, Thomas, you believe because you have seen. Blessed are those who believe who have not seen. And so we love Jesus even though we haven't seen him. Yet we look forward with anticipation to what the Bible calls the marriage supper of the Lamb. And so this beautiful picture is being spelled out for us. And in that you can see the gospel in the Old Testament. So where are we? She's on a camel right now.
She's on a camel. She's going to go for 17 days. And we mentioned that she probably had a lot of questions. So
sure. And it was the Holy Spirit's job to fill in the blanks.
Right.
Eliezer's chief servant's job to fill in the blanks. Let me tell you about my master. Let me tell you what he's like. And so she's taking all this information in.
All this information in. And then also, I'm sure with joy, he's telling about how God had called Abraham out years before and had promised that through him and his family, the Messiah would come.
Now she's part of that lineage, or will be shortly.
She will be part of that, yeah. And then also how they couldn't have children and prayed. And then, the whole story about Ishmael, she probably learned it all. And then finally, the miracle boy came. And so to see that this man that she's going to marry
is a miracle.
Is a miracle. And handpicked by God for a very special purpose. And that she is honored to be a part of that and join herself to that and has been called to that. So I'm sure she has a lot of awe and a hush come over her soul that, wow, this is not just like my cousin who ran off and got married with so-and-so, yeah. This is something that has totally been orchestrated and set up. And, the Lord picked her because he wanted somebody who would have faith like Isaac. Mm-hmm. And even though we'll find out later that she's human and she makes some poor choices at times.
Like the rest of us.
She obviously loved the Lord and was called specifically by the Lord. So
right. We
admire the fact that she's been called, just like Mary was called and picked to be the mother of Jesus. Rebecca's being called and picked to have children and her descendants to be a part of this whole promise. So that's all very exciting. And as they're going through their journey and getting all that information, it comes up to verse 63, and we're still in Genesis 24. It says, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening. just so happened again.
Right. So this is going to time out in a beautiful way.
So, and he knows that his dad's servant has gone out to find him a wife, and he's out to meditate in the field. And I'm sure he's been searching his own heart and praying, what do you have for me, Lord? And yielding himself. He showed himself to be a man of faith by allowing himself to be put on the altar by his dad and trusting him. So, like you've mentioned, each one of these people are being tested to make sure that they will trust God and put God first, and the promise can still move forward.
It's faith on everybody's part.
Everyone who's involved. And so Isaac's in the field meditating, and then he lifted his eyes and looked, and there the camels were coming. Again, this would make a great movie. Verse 64, then Rebekah lifted her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from her camel, for she had said to the servant, who is this man walking in the field to meet us? And the servant said, it's my master. She knew, this is going to be your husband. So she took a veil and covered herself.
Ah, she's modest, too.
Yeah, that's proper.
Yeah.
So, boy, their hearts both must be pounding.
Right.
So then the servant goes and talks to Isaac in verse 66. It says, the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. So he went through the whole story again. Your dad sent me out, as you know. And when I got there, you know, I was waiting and I had prayed and asked the Lord to bring me somebody that would water, give me water and water the camels. And I had to be part of your dad's family. And then I met the family. So he's telling them the whole story, which is encouraging Isaac's faith that this girl that you're going to meet right now is all part of this big
plan.
And
he probably sees that she is wearing some of the, you know, the bracelets or the ringlets or whatever it is that, you know, was given to her by the chief servant. So he's like, oh, I know that bracelet. I know that, what you're wearing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they're both very excited. And then verse 67 said, then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent. Interesting. So he was...
You got to meet my mom.
Well, she's gone.
Oh, mom's gone. That's right.
Yeah, she died. He's been in mourning.
Yeah. Oh, that is interesting, huh?
Yeah.
So that's very intimate then. That's very touching, to speak. Yeah. Yes.
So that was the kind of marriage bedroom, and to go into his mother's tent. Yeah. So he said, Sarah's tent, and he took Rebecca, and she became his wife. And he loved her, it says.
Beautiful. That's a good thing.
So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
Okay. Yeah. That's really special, you know. God provides for us. God's with us no matter what it is that we go through or face. And he has a way of working everything out for the good. And we see that even here in Isaac's life. God working all things together for the good. And even bringing that comfort, you know, that that perfect mate for him.
And the timing of everything.
Yeah, all timed out so wonderfully.
Right.
Yeah, I wonder how long his mom's been gone. And it seems like he kept her tent, you know. Interesting.
Maybe he went over that last time. I think she lived 140, and he was 36. He was 37 years old when she passed away, and at this time he's 40. So there's about 3 years that's gone by.
All right.
He's still, I'm sure he and his dad are both still very sad.
Yeah.
Because this says that it comforted him after his mother's death. So, do you have anything else with that?
No, we're about out of time here too.
Oh, we are? Okay.
Yeah, I kind of feel sad to leave the scene right now. He's, you know, he's being comforted because his mom's gone. He's now married, and that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna move on to some kids, I hope.
Yeah. Well, Abraham gets to witness all this, too, and I'm sure he was very excited.
Yeah. Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your word. I pray, Heavenly Father, that we would see your hand working all things together for the good in our lives as we yield ourselves to you, as we look forward to meeting Jesus face to face. For we pray these things in Jesus' name. Everyone says,
amen.
Amen.